It's a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock on a Wednesday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. Delighted to have you as part of the program on an absolutely stunning Laguna Beach morning. Wednesdays, we have the good fortune to speak with Laureen Gilbert. She's the award-winning president and CEO of Wealthwise Financial Services here in Orange County. And as we do each and every Wednesday, we welcome Laureen to the program.
Good morning, Ed.
How are you today?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. A lot of stuff to talk about this morning. Some of it might be, and I've got a dumb guy question somewhere in the middle of all this, so I appreciate your patience ahead of time. I want to start off with Exxon. We talked extensively about Exxon over the last year or so, and Moody's has downgraded ExxonMobil down from AA1 to an AA2. We know they accrued a lot of debt in 2020. I think my question is, can they bounce back? And if so, how? Is it just something that needs to be tweaked, or do they need structural and foundational change over at Exxon?
Great question, Ed. So if we look at the history of Exxon, this all started in 2016. And prior to that, Exxon had maintained a AAA Moody's rating since the Great Depression. And there's only a couple of companies that have, you know, been able to hold on to that most coveted rating, right? And so with that, it all started in 2016, and they've been on the decline ever since. Just a year ago, they were downgraded to AA1. Now they're being downgraded from AA1 to AA2. So what I would say is, this is a company that is in a structural, secular decline. And the reason is, it's in an industry that's in a structural, secular decline. And so even though energy has been the best performing sector year to date, coming off its low, it now represents a very small part of the S&P 500. When you look at the numbers as far as when you look at the percentage and really what it represents in the overall S&P 500, meaning energy as a sector. And then if you heard yesterday, the testimony of Powell and Yellen.
Right.
Yellen talked about, from the Treasury, talked about climate change. And there was this discussion about how companies in the energy sector are going to have a harder and harder time. So all of these issues point to problems, in addition to the fact that they have limited free cash flow available because of their debt structure. So it's going to take a long time for them to come out of this hole. I wouldn't expect it to have improvement until probably 2023, but I would say that it's a whole area that's in decline.
Okay, right. And an area that's not in decline is chips and chip makers. We found out yesterday, Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger, he's only been on the job for about a month, but yesterday, right, they unveiled a $20 billion investment in two new U.S. chip-making facilities. Now, we know that chips are probably the most important market to corner nowadays. This is the dumb guy question. Can we see a situation where Intel buys their closest competitor, AMD, in order to compete with Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, which is the largest chip manufacturer in the world? Can we see that happening?
Yeah, so let's talk. Yeah, we can talk about Intel. It's a good thing they have a new CEO. He has stated, hey, we're coming back with a vengeance. That was his quote, I believe, this week. He is looking into all kinds of things, such as partnerships, research with IBM. They are, as you indicated, these new factories that we call fabs. But when it comes to semiconductors, there's Intel, there's NVIDIA, and there's AMD. And, the difference is that Intel is quite large, but they have fallen so far behind.
Right.
AMD is much smaller, but with Lisa Su at the helm, what she did over the past few years was pay down debt significantly so that they have significant free cash flow, lots of money to where they can go out and continue to grow. I don't think that AMD is going anywhere. And full disclosure, we hold AMD as a stock in our portfolios. So that is a disclosure there. But what I would say is, Intel has a ways to go. I think they're going to try and improve where they fell short before. And so we'll see what they can do. But I don't think that AMD is going to be interested in any kind of merger.
Do you see anyone competing with the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company in the coming years?
Well, I think all this is up for debate on competition, absolutely. Right. And I think the competition is good. And what, you know, we saw since that announcement yesterday about the fabs is that the stock price jumped. So, you know, certainly competition is good for everybody, and I'm all for it. So we'll see where these go. But all three of those companies, you know, are desperately seeking to grow. And as we know, too, there's such a backlog with semiconductors. And I think that, you know, that's good that there is this competition to keep it, to try and unplug the stoppage where we've got it.
Right, and get the flow going.
Exactly.
This may be my second dumb guy question in the same interview. I can't believe it. Robinhood filed confidentially for an IPO on Monday. Despite the disastrous start that they had to 2021 and the public relations nightmares that they faced, am I being crazy, or is that not a great idea right now?
Well, you know, it brings up the greater question for companies. When do you IPO? And after, like you mentioned, a PR nightmare, the question really is it too soon after that? And obviously they don't think so, but we'll see what investors think. I do think it's been, you know, that old adage, no news is bad news, or no PR is bad PR. So in a sense, they've been in the media pretty much constantly this year. So I'm sure they have a lot of good attorneys that are looking into and marketing people, when is it a good time? But from an investor's standpoint, I would say investors need to be careful on any kind of IPO that comes out, no matter what company it is, because oftentimes what happens in the IPO market is the stock, by the time it gets to the public markets, has already shot up, and then oftentimes it will retreat a little bit before then it goes up again. So just, you know, once again, investors beware.
Right. This next question, I thought of this while I was introducing you a couple of weeks back, and I introduce you as the award-winning president and CEO of Wealthwise Financial Services. And actually, when you break it down, there's meat there. So I was curious as to, when someone contacts you for the very first time and wants to invest, what's the process? How do you size up what works best for each individual investor that walks through your door?
Yeah, that's a great question, Ed. I think, you know, first of all, we wanted to get to know them, whether it's an individual or a couple, and want to understand what are their financial goals, what's important to them. And from there, we look at how can we help them accomplish those goals? And that's a whole financial planning process that we take our clients through, using very sophisticated financial planning software to say, here's where you are now, here's where you want to be, how can we help you get from here to there? And then in doing that financial planning process, we go through a risk tolerance questionnaire with people to help them understand what is their real comfort level. So instead of saying to somebody, you know, are you a conservative investor? Are you moderate? Are you aggressive? We actually go through an analytical process with people in going through this questionnaire. That's also another software program that helps us diagnose with people with real dollars to say, okay, if you have $1 million and you saw you now have $800,000, you know, are you okay with that in a 6-month period or not? And so through these questions that we go through on the software program, we actually determine a number. And then that number, we coordinate with our portfolios. So we're running 5 different allocation models of portfolios, from conservative to aggressive, that all go through this same risk number. And then we're helping our clients match their personal risk number with the portfolios that we manage, and making sure that we're keeping them in that right allocation, as it were.
I was going to suggest it's like a financial MRI.
It is. Right. That's a great way of saying it. I hadn't thought of it that way, but yes, it is. And then we can, from there, determine, okay, so now let's talk about what other gaps you might have that you don't even know that you have. right? So we look at a 360 with our clients and say, you know, do you have this in place? You know, do you have your trust in place? You know, we want to coordinate with your estate planning attorney, with your CPA. We want to bring in all of those other financial advisor types that we can coordinate with. And that brings true success to a client when you have your advisors coordinating efforts together.
Right. And again, that's the only way I could describe it as a financial MRI. As their needs
right.
or if their needs or desires change in a year or two, you're able to adjust because you have so much information on what they have right there.
Well, the point is that financial planning never stops.
Right.
People used to think of financial plan as this 500-page document that you got in a binder. That's not financial planning. Financial planning is ongoing because it's always dynamic, always changing, because the markets are changing, the economy is changing, and people's goals change.
Right.
So we've got to coordinate all of that on an ongoing basis. So we do that financial planning for people ongoing, not one time.
Beautiful. Lorene, how do we find you? Where is Wealthwise Financial? How do we get in touch with you?
WealthwiseFinancial.com, 949-748-1177.
She is the award-winning president and CEO of Wealthwise Financial Services, and we are fortunate enough to speak with her every Wednesday. It's Lorene Gilbert. Lorene, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you, Ed. Have a great week.
Thank you. You as well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
8:15 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed show.